the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete, Perth's Mix 94.5.
Want to buy a town?
Well, no, but the idea of buying a retreat and doing it up again would be fun if you win that Powerball tonight. Well, actually, you don't need to win the Powerball to buy the property, but you might need it to fix it up.
Well, to fix it up. But it is...
quite the fixer-upper.
Quite the fixer-upper. And that's what they should put on the description.
Yes.
Not fixer-upper, quite the fixer-upper. but the description is your own town site with 20-plus cottages. It's Lot 83 Radburn Road, Lake Muir, Manjimup.
This sold a couple of years ago, actually, and the people who bought it changed their mind. But don't let that put you off. But it sold for something like $600,000+.
$615,000.
For a
paltry amount.
Town.
Yeah. And look, just get a load of this, right? It's 39.82 hectares. Mm. So to put that in what we know of, you know, around here in Perth, that's 398,200 square metres. And what? Like, you want to buy a property that's on like 400 square metres in Canning Vale with a house, you know, just the one, you're 4x2 or whatever, you're looking at $500,000 to $700,000.
It's called Tone River and it's just out of Manjimup. It's a town. There's 20 cottages, 20 plus cottages, a town hall, a modern workshop, the old reception office, an undercover barbecue area, two tennis courts. It even has its own cricket oval. The only thing that's missing really is a pub.
You could build one of those, though.
Because most towns have a pub.
You could convert those.
Well, maybe you could convert one of the cottages and then get a liquor license.
Where would you even start? Well, you could have a house for every day of the week.
This is probably why it's so cheap. Where would you even start? If you had a bit of money, it would be great to restore it. It used to be a wilderness retreat. Mm. Wilderness cottages, Tone River. Pretty spectacular.
Very spectacular.
What would you restore it to its former glory?
I don't know. 20 houses, that'd fit a big woggy family. Right, so I mean,
or a cult. Anyone thinking of starting up a cult? Here's a starter kit for cult leaders. Is what you've got here.
You can imagine this is going to sound crazy. You know, every now and again, you throw the ideas around, right, when everybody's together having a Sunday lunch at Nonna's house.
Yeah.
How cool would it be to buy 40 hectares and have a ton of houses on it as a big retreat?
You discussed starting a cult.
Yeah, how cool would it be?
I mean, how do you think the Bhagwan got his start down there? Just in a couple of old cottages. Well,
there's your new description.
Yeah.
Start a cult. For less than $650,000.
Not start a cult. Start a cult kit.
Oh, brilliant. As we mentioned, if you want to check it out, Lot 83 Radburn Road, Lake Muir, Manjimup. And it goes under the hammer for auction Wednesday the 14th of November at 6 p.m. Good luck.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
What's your man's signature dish?
Or if you are said man, what is your signature dish? Today is World Men Make the Dinner Day.
Make the dinner, man.
And also clean up after themselves.
Mike in Waikiki. Your signature dish?
It's a cure-all for everything.
Yeah?
It's homemade pasta with prawns, scallops done in a garlic butter and served in a lime-infused oil sauce.
Oh, yum!
God, Mike. Oh, my God.
Oh, I like the sound of everything about that. I mean, it just makes such a huge difference when you make your own pasta, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it cures everything. If I've overspent at Bunnings Tool Shop, it cures it.
Really? Mate,
there is
gotcha.
No such
it's the
thing.
Cure all.
There's no such thing as overspending at Bunnings.
Garlic
all right?
Don't butter be does that for me too.
Mm. Yeah, and if I've just done something wrong, then it gets quickly forgotten. So it cures everything.
So are you cooking?
Right,
are you going
to
cook
on to you.
Tonight, mate? Are you? Because you know, it is.
Yes,
the day
I will be cooking. Yes, I will be cooking tonight.
Oh, so without doing anything wrong, I hope.
No, I haven't done anything wrong. No, it's just, as I say, recognise the day and, let's get it done.
Well done, Mike.
Good on you, legend.
Sounds yum.
Emily in Dayton, hello.
Hi.
What does your man cook?
It's pretty much everything and anything.
Mm-hmm.
He is 100% a cook through and through.
Yeah.
His signature dish is probably honey glazed lamb rack.
Is
my absolute favourite.
Oh,
far out. That's
yum. But he enjoys cooking and he loves cooking everything from scratch. He would never let a jar enter the house or the pantry.
Right.
And I don't think I've cooked a meal myself in the last about 3 years. Anything I say, anything I ask for. Yeah, anything I say, anything I ask for, he'll cook.
Oh, okay.
Go to the shops, he'll get it, he'll cook.
What's your secret? Right. There are a lot of women out there right now asking, what's your secret?
Oh, there you go. Thanks, Emily.
Carol in the Vines.
Hello.
Hi.
Mine's my husband, and he does it once a week, and we don't tell him that we don't like it.
Oh, no.
And I know. It's peanut butter chicken. And what he does is he cuts the chicken into small pieces. He fries it in a little bit of oil with nothing else.
Yeah.
At the end, he'll stir in a whole load of crunchy peanut paste. He'll serve it with rice, or it gets better. He serves it with rice and vegetables. And we sit down. I'm sure this has turned my daughter into a vegetarian.
Yeah, yeah.
My son will sit there and eat it, and he won't say anything because he's frightened he's going to be handed the kitchen utensils. And I will sit there and go, oh, okay, this is quite nice. And I hate it when he goes to barbecue and he says, pass me the peanut butter and I'll actually make satay chicken.
Oh, no.
I haven't the heart to tell him that it's actually not satay chicken.
Oh, jeez, Carol.
With you from 3pm weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.